a French remake of an American movie is rare. Usually it's the other way around. The new French film, The Beat That My Heart Skipped, is even more remarkable because it's not a remake of a hit. The American original was an obscure 1978 flick called Fingers. To top it off, the director of the original actually likes the remake. From member station KPBS, Beth Accomando reports.
French filmmaker Jacques Audiard was considering how to follow up his award-winning 2001 film, Read My Lips, when his producer suggested remaking an American film and asked Audiard if he had his choice, what movie would he redo? Audiard's immediate answer was James Toback's Fingers, a movie Audiard says made him want to become a filmmaker.
Le cinéma indépendant américain des années 70-80.
In the films from the 70s pretty much to the beginning of the 80s, there was something very powerful about the filmmaking that was full of life, full of rage, very dynamic. And there was something very powerful that existed just in that time, in that cinematic territory. There were also amazing actors that came to the surface at that time as well. And it's perhaps the last moment where American cinema had this sort of freedom and innocence.
Fingers starred Harvey Keitel as a young man who wants to be a concert pianist, but who spends much of his time collecting money for his petty mobster father.
Jimmy! Hey, what's this?
It's money.
No so fast, huh? Jesus, you're terrific, kid. They give you any trouble?
Are you kidding? I just said, listen, Dungeonhead, the next time my old man's coming up here, you understand?
Dungeonhead! What do you say to that?
Nothing, just got me the money.
Director James Toback says he made Fingers at a time when filmmakers felt they could do almost anything.
The idea that you were doing something that hadn't been done, that was going to rock the boat and question convention, that you were going to create characters who hadn't been seen before in movies, that you could have a protagonist like Jimmy Angelelli and not soften him at all, Harvey Keitel's character, and go right down into the core of his own dread and madness and end the movie with that look of intensity and despair at the end, and not have to explain yourself and not have to tie things up neatly and have answers to every question. All that stuff was exhilarating and exciting.
Even if it didn't make a lot of money, Fingers was a commercial flop and would have disappeared entirely if François Truffaut had not called it one of his favorite movies when asked by the American Film Institute. The legendary French New Wave filmmaker praised Fingers as being simultaneously spare and unsparing, a comment Toback has committed to memory. But in adapting the movie, Jacques Audiard says he had to change it to make it work for contemporary French audiences.
Dans le film de Toback, la mafia italo-new-yorkaise, ce sont des figures de cinéma, ce sont pas des figures réelles pour nous.
In Toback's film, the setting is in the Italian mob, and for us, that's something that belongs to cinema. It has no bearing in the French culture. So we had to transpose things in keeping that idea of realism. And especially the whole theme about the playing the piano, in Toback's film, Keitel's character would go from being a petty mobster to then coming back and playing piano perfectly. But in my film, I wanted to show how difficult it was for him to choose this new road, to learn how to play piano, and to show the incredible obstacles that this would present, and to see how difficult this choice would be in his life.
Ouais, je veux bien, ouais. Un dernier, puis je m'en vais après.
Filmmaker Jacques Audiard turns the son of a mobster into the son of a sleazy real estate dealer. In Audiard's contemporary Paris, it seems that can be as dangerous as working in the mob, and The Beat That My Heart Skipped moves towards a violent end. But Audiard says he could not repeat the finale of Fingers.
Jusqu'à la caricature, c'est un film des années 70.
This film was quintessentially 70s in the sense that it was sort of fatalistic and romantic. The ending was very tragic, and I didn't want to repeat that in the film, and I don't accept that sort of fatalism in my films. Just in a screenwriting point of view, it's easier to write a tragic ending than it is to come up with a positive ending.
The Beat That My Heart Skipped is a sort of dream, says James Toback, who calls his original a nightmare.
And I think the way he ends the movie, while it breaks from Fingers, is a valid way for him to have gone. And ultimately, if you're going to remake a movie, I don't see why you would bother if you were just slavishly going to transpose one scene after another exactly as the original. Why not just stick with the original then?
One thing that Jacques Audiard knew he would have to handle differently was the violence.
It's tough.
Oui.
I don't feel comfortable with violence, and I'm not sure that I film violent scenes properly, and that's something I'm reticent to do, and yet violence is sort of in all of my films. But in the scene, the original film, Toback's film, the final scene where the character kills the assassin, I couldn't do that in my film. I was more interested in the impossibility of killing.
Each film reflects the era in which it was made, says James Toback. Ending Fingers with Harvey Keitel committing a murder challenged and shocked viewers in 1978. But pulling a gun and blowing someone away is unfortunately barely shocking for contemporary audiences.
The thing that was most interesting to me about the idea of his remaking the movie was that he was going to come up with something unexpected. And I look at The Beat That My Heart Skipped as a communication back to me from a director who felt Fingers was a direct communication to him. And really what one is doing in making a movie, one hopes, is communicating on some level to strangers out there in the dark.
Toback says that to complete the circle, he should do a remake of The Beat That My Heart Skipped. But for now, he's just happy that the French have once again lifted his film out of obscurity. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.